Number 104. The Inheritance. James was surprised to hear that he had inherited land on an isthmus. First, he thought it was a jest, but the lawyer, a sufferer of jaundice, who had informed him of it, didn't look like a jesting person. James flew to the area of land he had inherited. Upon arrival, he was a little jaded when he saw the state of the land. The beach was covered with jetsam. Irreverent people had obviously jettisoned from ships and yachts that sailed nearby. One barrel, covered in jargon, appeared to contain nuclear isotopes. Luckily, nothing issued from that barrel. Jagged pieces of jade, glass from broken bottles, and even jigsaw puzzles littered the floors of beach huts, and the jams were all broken. He was disappointed to see the results of people's irreverence for nature. James was not an irritable person, but the sight jarred and irritated him intensely. The lawyer, who had traveled with James, saw his irritation and suggested that the situation was not irretrievable. James brightened up and saw that the situation was not irrevocable. He would make this land beautiful again. He hired some itinerant workers and prepared an itinerary for cleaning the area and setting up a small holiday resort. James had to iterate his wishes and use gestures as the workers didn't understand much English. One day, there were some jarring noises from the nearby forest. The workers jabbered and looked fearful. They thought their lives were being jeopardized. James went to investigate and found some elephants, their white ivory glistening in the sunlight. One approached him and jabbed him with a tusk. James thought he was in jeopardy, then realized that the elephant wanted the piece of fruit he was holding. The elephant jerked the fruit from James's hand and ate it. The elephants were actually tame, and in return for fruit, they helped with any heavy work that needed doing. They were rather jaunty animals, and would often go for a jaunt together to the sea and play in the water. What a jazz they made in the water! It was an elephant's jamboree. Everyone helped to irrigate a piece of land using a nearby stream. Here they grew fruit and vegetables. Nearby landowners once jeered James's efforts and his jejune land, and gibed at him when they saw him. Now they became jaundiced at the thought of his success. Their jealousy was partly related to their jingoism. James isolated himself from his neighbors and created a successful holiday resort which jibed with nature.